Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. All right, so welcome to episode 91. I think this episode is going to be very simple, like really simple. And frankly, it didn't take me a whole lot of thought up front to do this. Usually I take like an hour or two or maybe even more to create a really thorough outline and think things through. But this one kind of came very naturally, very organically, because I think apparently I'm a bit of a dweeb, a cheesy guy, a guy who giggles a lot. And that's kind of what I'm talking about today. That's today's topic. You know, where is your sense of humor? And not in the sense of, are you funny? You know, can you make me laugh, make me a bicycle clown type way, but rather, can you see the humor in life, in your day to day? And not just when it's convenient, but always. Like even when all the bullshit in your life is happening and you're stressed out and you're frustrated, can you see the humor in life? You know, can you do that? And if you think you can, I think you'll realize how much doing so, smiling, laughing, having a sense of humor can change your life. It really can. And I think because I've been labeled as a giggle time boy by a lot of my friends, I think I'm qualified to talk about this a little bit and how it's changed my life. So as always, very, very, very excited to talk about this in today's episode. Real quick, no sponsor today. So instead, I'll give you a quick heads up that if you subscribe to Pursuit, again, that's the daily email newsletter I run, PRSUIT.com. If you've subscribed to it, I want to say thank you and reward you for sharing it with your friends. I know a ton of people share it, but to date, I haven't been able to figure out a way to track that. But I have figured it out, and I want to say thank you. I want to say thank you to everyone who shares the email. And to do so, I'm going to give away over $2,000 worth of stuff to help you travel. I think that makes sense for a lot of people. Flights, hotels, cameras, gear to travel. It's a really exciting thing to do. So basically, all you have to do is look for your unique URL that's in the email, every single email now moving forward, it's down near the bottom, and you just share it. And for everyone who shares, who signs up rather, using your unique link, you get a point. And if you're in the top of the 5 sharers at the end of this month, you're going to cash in a big way. So you can just check out Pursuit, the daily email, if you're already subscribed, and you'll see that link. If you're not subscribed, it's not too late. You could just subscribe, and then moving forward, you'll see your link in the email. So I just wanted to say that. I think that's exciting. I do want to say thank you. I do really appreciate you all. And I wanted to figure out a way to do that, to say thank you. So I figured a trip would be a really nice way to do so. So keep the shares coming. Thank you so much. It means a lot. But moving forward, just check out that link in the daily email. So getting into it, here's the headline for the episode. It's that, you know, life is funny. Have a sense of humor about it. And I've done episodes before on kind of the power of not taking everything so seriously, the power of joking around. You know, I've talked about how my friends and I refer to ourselves as the giggle time boys and all that. But I was thinking about this today a bit more and in the context of my life. And I wanted to talk about it again in a slightly different sense and to just reiterate that I've found the power of having a sense of humor, of laughing, of smiling to be just immensely impactful in my life. In that I've learned that sometimes in life, you've just got to laugh at the bullshit that's being thrown your way. That's really all you should do. In fact, so I was at Starbucks this morning here in Chicago and just kind of reaffirmed this for myself. I was working and then these two people came and sat next to me and they were clearly doing an interview. It was an older woman interviewing a guy probably around my age, maybe a bit older, like 35 or something. And, you know, they were doing their thing. And then I wasn't really listening. But then I heard the 5 words you never want to hear in an interview. I heard the woman say, why don't we start over? Why don't we start over? You never want to hear that. That's, you know, the nice way of saying, listen, guy, you're fucking up here a lot. I'm going to give you another shot to start this right. And then I started to listen. I was like, come on, guy, reel it in. You know, you can do this. So anyway, I heard that. And then, you know, not 30 minutes before that, I was actually at my apartment making a cup of coffee. Apparently, I drink a lot of coffee. And I put the cup down on my desk and I was trying to log into my MacBook. And I kept getting the password wrong like 3 times in a row. And it was kind of getting frustrated. So in a totally rational, justified fit of rage, I kind of like slammed my fist on my computer. And in the process, it knocked the cup over. The coffee went everywhere, literally everywhere. And I didn't really have time to clean it because I was in a rush and I had to go to Starbucks for a meeting. So, you know, that coffee was there to meet me when I came home a little while ago. And, you know, not even 30 minutes before that, I had slept through my alarm after, you know, and I rarely do that. So I slept through my alarm and I also had like a weird dream that just didn't make me feel great. It was a pretty typical Case Kenny dream, I suppose, but it kind of bothered me. I was in the dream, I was in a big meeting, which is very relatable for a deal that I'm actually trying to close in real life. But my greatest fear came true, that I had forgotten to wear pants that morning. So I was in this meeting trying to hide that. And you know, kind of how like dreams are like you're moving in quicksand, you can't move or think or do anything. So I was all frustrated. I was trying to hide my no pants move and do this meeting. And it was all frustrating. And then I woke up and, you know, spilled coffee, ran to Starbucks, saw that interview go down in flames. And I just kind of couldn't help but laugh, like kind of a genuine laugh. And I was just like, man, you know, fuck, you know, that's life for you. That is life for you. And it was honestly genuinely funny to me, you know, that when things can go wrong, they will. When you can get unlucky, you will. When you can spill all over the place, you will. When you can mess up an interview, you will. And I kind of just laughed. And I was kind of impressed with myself for doing that because like old Case would have taken everything personally. I would have been like, oh, you know, this is my life. This sucks. I'm unlucky. I have bad karma. This always happens. This is typical, you know. But I've come, as I've talked about a lot in the podcast, I've come to recognize the incredible power of not taking everything so seriously, the power of seeing humor, the power of laughing in the face of stress. And that's what I want to talk about today, very simply, you know, and I'll even put on my basic girl live, laugh, love decoration hat on here, no offense, and literally say that, you know, it is live, laugh, love. And for this episode, emphasis on the laugh part, in that, you know, I think we can be much, much, much more intentional with swapping out our frustrations, our, you know, just sighing, our bitching and moaning, complaining, assuming the worst. Swap all that out with some laughter or a smile. You know, we can literally, I'm going to cringe as I say this, but we can turn that frown upside down, right? I think we could do that, literally. I think we could find comic relief in pretty much any scenario in life. It just takes changing our mindsets a little bit. It takes adjusting our mindsets by recognizing that making an effort to do so can save you a lot of stress. It can remove a lot of negativity. It can legitimately make you a happier person because you see the world differently because you look for a reason to laugh. And I found that when you do that, that you can find it because you're looking for it. You know, I can find humor now that I've kind of trained myself to do this in just about any scenario, in the most stressful scenarios, in the most sad and depressing scenarios. Like, I know I can find it. And to be clear, it's not a defense mechanism to like hide from my emotions or anything like that. I don't think it's like that. It's my way of being with stress or negative emotions, but also choosing to pair it with some giggles, you know, so that it forces me to be, you know, always see the upside in life, because otherwise I'd be a pretty negative dude. And that really doesn't suit me anymore. It doesn't suit me because I've seen how impactful a mindset shift like this can be. It can literally change the way you react to things in life. And after all, I think that's what you can control in life. It's the one thing you can control. You can't control always the bullshit that life throws your way, but you can always control how you react to things. And when you master that, or at least become aware of that, that's how you create an intentionally happy life for yourself. You know, do you feel me? I think, you know, this realization for me is really what drives me to have, you know, a mentality where like the world can be falling down around me, but I still have reason to crack a joke or smile a bit. It's what leads me to have this kind of energy about me where I can walk into a really serious meeting, or a negative meeting, a meeting where I know it's going to be tough. And I could walk in and be like, what's up, gangsters? Because I'm a bit of a dweeb and I think that's funny. And I could walk in and do that and then hop right into that negative stuff. And I can pair them together and I find a reason to smile. And, you know, there's going to be a lot of cheese in this episode, but I really do believe that you can be the light of your own life. I really believe that. And to be clear, I say this all the time, but I'm not an overly in touch with myself kind of dude. I'm not overly enlightened or anything like that. In fact, I've been trying to find a way to relay that I'm not that guy lately, to just say, you know, I'm not a life coach. I'm just a guy with perspective. So I've started saying that, hey, I'm just a dude bro guy. And if I can do it, you can do it too. But I believe that's really, really the case here. All it takes is a little bit of perspective. So how do you do all this, I guess, is the question. I think it's really simple. I think it's really, really simple. You just find a reason to laugh, to smile, to find humor, you know. And again, to be clear, you don't always laugh because life is funny. Like, it's not literally humorous or comical. You can laugh at the absurdness of it all, at the randomness of it all. I don't know about you, but like, I find life to be funny, and I think you do too, but we've kind of programmed ourselves to see things as negative, which, okay, a lot of times they absolutely are, but your reaction to those things doesn't necessarily have to be that way. Silly example, but I was walking around my apartment last night. I had taken out my big moving wheeled whiteboard and I was doing some brainstorming, you know, just drawing some graphs, drawing some dicks on there, you know, something like 8% of people do it, something like that. It's a movie reference, but I had taken the whiteboard out and I was working on it, and the whiteboard has these big metal legs that kind of stick out perpendicular to it, and I was standing and writing and kind of walking around. I find movement to be helpful with me when I'm trying to come up with ideas, and on my first lap around, I hit my toe on the metal base, and it hurt. It's like a sturdy metal base, so I was like, ah, fuck, and I was kind of annoyed. But then a couple minutes later, I wanted some water, so I walked over to the sink and I did it again. I hit my toe. And to cap it off, maybe like 10 minutes later, I was doing a lap and I did it a third time. I hit my toe. And at that point, like, I couldn't help but laugh. I just laughed. It's absurd. Like, how can I not learn my lesson? Why didn't I pay more attention? Like, what an idiot. What am I doing? You know, but I chose to laugh. Not because it was funny. It wasn't funny. I'm kind of a little bitch when it comes to things like that. It hurt. But I laughed at life in that moment because what the heck, man? Come on, like, that's ridiculous. And that's kind of what I'm talking about here. And I can think of so many examples in my life, ones that are certainly more serious than that, where like life tried to hit me when I'm down or throw a wrench in my plans or just like really inconvenience me or whatever. But I have this mentality that I've developed where I can just kind of laugh. You know, I can laugh rather than take everything personally and become this negative Nancy. And that's a decision that I've come to consciously make, because again, the alternative, turning sour, feeling sorry for myself, being angry, frustrated, kind of wearing that stress on my face, like, that doesn't get you anywhere. It kind of closes your eyes to the beauty around you. It closes you off. It makes you see the downside. It makes you negative. And from my own experiences, like, I don't want that for myself. I don't want it for you. I'd encourage you to, you know, not ignore the pain in life, the times you lose, the times you're rejected, the heartbreak, loss, all those things. You know, don't ignore those. Be with those things, recognize them, do your best to make sense of them, but try to find humor in it the best you can. You know, it's kind of like finding light in the darkness. You know, realize how just incredibly temporary life can be, and then be intentional with trying to take every opportunity you can to create even the tiniest bit of light, even when everything else is going wrong. That's my mentality. A lot of cheese there, but I believe it. You know, I've come to realize that life can suck. Sure can, you know, and it can hurt. You can be frustrated, but I found that you can always find something to laugh about. I really do believe this. You know, I'm not bullshitting you here. This isn't theory. This is how I live my life. And, you know, actually, to be candid, as you're listening to this, I'm actually at a funeral today. It's in the afternoon when this is released, so probably it aligns with that. But I'm at a funeral all day today and tomorrow as well for the services. And it's for a very close family member, a close cousin who was taken from us in a very sudden way this past weekend. And it's incredibly sad. It's incredibly shocking. And, you know, I've spent my fair share of the past, you know, 4 or 5 days kind of just being down, asking why and all the usual stuff. But, you know, I really do live what I preach here. You know, in this moment, like, I'm laughing, I'm thinking, I'm smiling about some of the ridiculously fun things that my cousin has said, some of the encounters that we've had together. The last time we talked was funny, like the context of it was ridiculous. And I think of that and I still laugh a little. You know, and I also laugh because like this experience has reminded me to live while I can, to take advantage of every day. And in doing that, you know, I can't help but laugh because then I look at all the stupid things I've done and said, and all the things I've done and said this year, even all the times I've stubbed my toe on that freaking whiteboard, all the times I've called the sour cream, white chocolate at Chipotle because I think it's funny, you know, all those things, and I laugh. Like, it's cause and effect there. It's like that type of perspective that always exists. Like, that is high and low, right? The death of a close family member is devastating, but I can use that to conjure up perspective that makes me appreciate, that makes me smile, you know? And I think that exists in all of our lives. You just really have to think about this. And, you know, maybe this goes back to me really trying to be that eternal optimist, you know, in that I'm always grateful for learning and growing. I feel like I'm always winning, you know, and when I realize that and I live that, no matter the context, you know, laughing with the giggle time boys over something incredibly stupid or smiling through the experience, a sad, hurtful experience like losing a loved one, I really do believe that this sense of humor, or call it maybe even just a sense for life, I really do believe that there's always an opportunity to laugh. And I think you could do it yourself. You can do it with others. You can tell jokes. You can laugh at yourself when you trip and fall. You could just observe and smile, you know. And in the process of doing that, you're not ignoring your problems in life. You're not ignoring the pain. You're not ignoring the stress or frustrations or feelings of being lost or anything like that. I think you can be incredibly passionate, incredibly compassionate, empathetic, in touch, but I think you're more woke than that, right? Woke, isn't that the word? You know, you're woke when you smile and laugh no matter what, because you realize that sometimes life is just life and you can't control it, but you can control how you react, and you can choose to see the good in it, the absurdity in it, the randomness in it, the humor in it. And to me, that's an incredibly powerful thing that not a lot of people come to realize until later in life. But I've come to kind of catch a glimpse of what happens when you can do this. And as a result, I am just so intentional lately with smiling and laughing and joking and just observing with that mindset. And I'd love for you to experience that as well. I'd love for you to experience what I've been experiencing since adopting this mindset, because it makes you happy. It opens you up to the world. It changes your energy. And I think that, in effect, is yet another reason to smile. So I'll end it right there, end it with a little bit of cheese, but I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you got some value out of it. I really do appreciate you all sharing the podcast, rating it, reviewing it, DMing me. It really does mean the world to me to be able to share my thoughts, you know, help you all in the process. And I know I have some really amazing people in my corner, so thank you. So keep shooting me DMs on Instagram at case.kenny. Don't forget to subscribe to the Pursuit email. It's daily, Monday through Friday, PRSUIT.com. Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys. It means a lot to me. So until next episode, I'm out.